Cowboys again are licking their wounds after another loss. First time they lost back-to-back games this season, and the last two have been pretty ugly, trounced by the Broncos and pretty much dominated by the 2-5 Cardinals. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Good morning, man. How are y'all doing? Good.
Okay. Well, we're okay. How are you feeling after last night?
Well, I think I feel pretty good, actually.
Hmm.
You know, last week I was so tired of people asking me what I was going to do to fix that defense, and at least this week I can listen to people bitching to me about the offense, too, so it's a change-up for me. I'm enjoying it. And as you can imagine, my owner suite was pretty depressed and pretty sullen yesterday, and the only person in my suite that enjoyed that game, Stephen A. Smith. It's good to see a smile on his face.
Yeah, he was having fun.
He said it was the greatest Cowboy game he ever saw. And, of course, he was up there because I did his, is it a rod cast? Is that what you call it?
Podcast,
fishing deal or something. But, yeah, that's the reason he was up there. And we had a good conversation. We did.
Okay. We did. Well, that's good. Yeah, the talk going in is that Kyler Murray was going to come back and play, and he's never lost at AT&T Stadium. But the Cardinals didn't even need Kyler Murray last night.
No, they didn't. They didn't need the little OU football elf to get out there and run all over our defense. Tyler Murray.
Kyler.
I just can't believe how well Jabroni Brisket did out there as quarterback for the Cardinals.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, that's what he is. he was out there. He looked like Joe Wyoming against us.
Not Joe Montana?
That's it. Joe Montana. Sorry about that. I forgot. He was Joe Montana. He was the San Francisco Giants quarterback.
49ers,
yeah.
Back then when he was always throwing to Dwight Clark against Demerson Walls.
Emerson.
In the 80s. Jacoby Brissett. He did a good team helping his team win. Dak did not win for us.
No.
And I pay him $3 trillion a year. So I have half of mine thinking about calling up Arizona's owner and offering to trade quarterbacks. What do you think about that?
Brissett for Dak or Kyler, or who do you want?
No, Dak for Jalopy Bracelet.
Jacoby Brissett.
Right. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Just straight up.
Well, yeah, your defense is really struggling every game, and they struggled again last night against that backup quarterback.
I know. It's a mess. It's a mess, and I'm really not sure defensive schemes that Mac Beaver Goose is running now. Because our secondary is leakier than my adult diaper, that's leaky.
Oh,
and I don't know what's going on with Jerron Bland. He looked stupid out there. He was struggling. The whole thing is just, I think we just need to shut down the defense.
Well, you got to put one out there.
Well, maybe we'll just have all these offensive players play both ways.
Well,
which
okay.
I have done from time to time after too many drinks. I'll play both ways.
Really? Okay. Now, that's the other thing, though. The offense the last couple of weeks, they haven't been very good.
Right. Now, I know. Look, our offense looks less interested in making me happy than gate agent in the courtroom.
Oh, man.
I was very shocked by what I saw out there by our offense. Because that's one thing that I thought we could count on. And they shut down like they were being run by the government last night. I mean, it's full shutdown.
Full shutdown.
And George Pickens, he made that dumb, unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah.
That just frustrates me. Stupid.
Yeah.
Holding the ball out to the opponent. I've told these players, I said, look, you're going to get her unsportsmanlike conduct. You make it count. You hump an opponent. You pull a gun on them.
You can't do that.
You give them a prostate massage. Do something that really rattles them. Make it count.
Don't just hold the ball out.
No, don't just hold the ball out. No, and what's going on with CD's hair?
I don't know.
He looks like someone dumped a bucket of Legos on his head or something. Got all hung up in there.
I don't know.
Like some crayons got melted into his hair or something. But that's a side note. That's just a side note.
Okay, good.
We're just let's officially file that as a side note.
Okay.
And we're just finding so many creative ways to defeat ourselves now. We're fumbling at opportune moments. We're not executing. And I'm very disappointed.
Yeah.
In our third down conversions, our red zone offense is just embarrassing right now. And to that end, I would like for all the Cowboy fans to really kind of refocus, not on the football so much, but just more on the stadium going experience. That's what we want to start emphasizing.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful big stadium. I mean, hell, we got $100 nachos. Where else can you brag that you ate $100 nachos?
Yeah, I think fans are getting tired of those prices, too.
We got modern art there that looks like Twin Tower wreckage. And we got windows that let the sun x-ray you. We got all kind of good distractions for you so you don't have to focus on that abortion on the field. Yeah,
we want football, though, Jerry. We want winning football.
Yeah, but our football program looks like it took Ed Werder's morning after pill. Plus, hey, look, we got a winning team out there. We're going to get the Stars out there playing in AT&T Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
That's
congrats
right.
On the hockey
outdoor
game.
Outdoor classics, Giorgio. Yeah. We're going to be skating around. We're going to be doing it all. You're having some good, good experiences out there at that stadium. Buy tickets.
That's good. It'll be good to see a winning team there.
And let's get excited for this Thanksgiving halftime show we got coming up.
Oh, you want to tell us something about it?
I can't exactly tell you who it is, but let's just say it's an artist who got popular after Karl Malone retired. popular post-Malone.
Okay. That's quite a hint.
And hey, I do want the Cowboy fans to just be warned, you may not see Gene at the stadium anymore.
Why?
She and I got into a horrible fight last night.
Oh, gosh.
She got on to me because she thinks I use the F word around the boys too much during games.
Aren't the boys 60?
She's threatening to stop coming to the games. And I begged her. I said, no, you got to be there with me, honey, and everything. But secretly, I'd love it if she didn't come to the games.
Oh, yeah?
I could drink as much as I want. And I could sell off some of this ugly artwork.
Oh, man. Better be careful there.
I mean, we're going to do something. I got to get Jane out of there. I mean, she's half the reason I drink during the game.
She's sweet. Come on.
Yeah, to you, she's sweet. She ain't sweet to me. Hell, when you've wronged a woman as much as I've wronged her, you can't expect her to be sweet, can you?
Well, I guess not. I don't know.
All right. Come on now. Go, Cowboys.
All right. Enjoy your off week.
Hey, you enjoy yours, too.
Okay. See ya. There goes Jarrah.